In this morning's shiur, I would like to share with the Olam some halachas that are relevant to Shabbos Chol HaMoed. I would like to begin with yet an halacha that's relevant to Shabbos Chol HaMoed for the onset of Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in. We have spoken in previous shiurim many halachas, noigeya to Erev Tavshilin, obviously, reminder, remember to make an Erev Tavshilin, this Erev Yom Tov, so you'll be able to cook from Friday, the second day Yom Tov, to prepare for Shabbos. These are machlekes, the Gemara and Psachim, daf mem vavam at beis, Rav Chizda and Rabbah. Midoi Raisa, technically, is there an Isser to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos? This that we're going to do, is there technically an Isser D'Oraisa? And as we'll see, that Isser gets taken care of. Or there is no Isser D'Oraisa to begin with. Everybody agrees there's an Isser D'Rabbanon. And obviously for that Isser D'Rabbanon, we have what to take care of it, the Hainu, the Erev Tavshilin. Why would there be an Isser D'Oraisa? There would be an Isser D'Oraisa of preparing from Yom Tov, for after Yom Tov, it's true you're preparing for Shabbos. The Mandamrit says that he's an Isser D'Oraisa, just like you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Chol, you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos as well. However, in reality, there is no Isser D'Oraisa. Why? Because even though when you're cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, your intention is to cook on Yom Tov, not for Yom Tov. But like the Gemara calls it, Hoyu Mekloi Archem. It's possible that guests are going to come. Since guests could come, and if guests come, you're going to give them the food on Yom Tov, which comes out that you did not prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. You serve them the food that you cooked on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. Therefore, there is no Isser D'Oraisa. So, without making an Erev Tavshilin, if I ask you if you're going to cook food on Yom Tov for Shabbos, is there an Isser D'Oraisa? No. Why? One Mandamer says because there's never an Isser D'Oraisa to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, only a Derabbanan. One Mandamer says technically there is an Isser D'Oraisa. However, the way around and out of this Isser D'Oraisa is because Hoyul Mekloi Archem guests may come, so there is no Isser D'Oraisa. Okay, very nice. You could technically look at me and say, this is a nice shtickel Torah. There is a very big nafka min lahalacha. Why there is no Isser D'Oraisa? Why there is no Derabbanan Erev Tavshilin? But why is there no Isser D'Oraisa, even with an Erev Tavshilin? Lamanda Omar, Hoyle Mekloi Archim, guest may come. Rabbi Sai, what happens if you prepare the food this coming Yom Tov, Friday afternoon, right before the Shkia? You do not have any more the heter of Hoyul Mekloi Archem, because by the time it's ready, it's Shabbos already, so you don't have the heter of cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos. This would be a very clear nafka min in the Gemara. Could you Yom Tov, you got up late, then was the Suda, and by the time you got up from your nap after the suit, it's very close to Shabbos. Could you prepare food for Shabbos? It would depend on the reasons. And Lamaisa, there's no clear psak, how we paskin, like which man damar. Therefore, the Chafetz Chaim says to be machmir and not to cook Erev Shabbos very close to Shabbos when you cannot rely on the svar of Hoyle Mekloi Archem. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah brings that the minig is to daven this coming Friday night Ma'ariv early. Why? Because if you daven early, obviously you go to shul early, your day is running earlier, and you prepare the food earlier, but even that you can rely, you'll have the food ready somewhat still Yom Tov Friday afternoon. If somebody comes by for Tayamel, you could serve him the food. So you have Hoyul Mekloi Archem. Agav, on a complete side note, you could technically even make an early Shabbos. Lamaisa, if somebody, for whatever reason, did not get around to prepare his food till right before Shabbos, says the Mishnah Brura that b'shas hadchak one could rely when Yom Tov falls out like now, like Pesach, that the second day, it's the cooking from the second day Yom Tov to Shabbos, meaning to say cooking on Yom Tov the second day to Shabbos is anyways not a deraisa, because it's only Yom Tov Sheni. You could be mekel to cook even Tzamach L'Chashecha. And then he says that maybe even when it's Yom Tov, the first day Yom Tov to Shabbos, Shavuos, this coming Yom Tov Shavuos, Habal Leinu L'Toivos, Friday and Shabbos, also on Erev Tavshilin. But over there, when you cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you're cooking from Yom Tov, that's the Eraisa, the first day Yom Tov to Shabbos. So over there, it's more chomer. There also, the Mishnah Brura says, maybe that even there you could be makel to prepare the food from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Just on the note of Erev Tavshilin, the Maril, Imin Hagim, the Mishnah Brura brings it, says that when Noyig to use the challah or for Pesach the matzah for lechem mishnah over Shabbos. Of course, these many, many halachas in Erev Tavshilin, you could refer back, we spoke about 4 or 5 shurim on it, but just relevant to Shabbos Chalamoid, you made an Erev Tavshilin before Shabbos to use that matzah actually for all the sudas for lechem mishnah up until Shalosh Shudas. In Minchas Alaza, the Minkat Sherebe, as well as also in Shevita, they bring B'Shem Rav Vozner. Rav Vozner said that the same is also the Tafshel to use that over Shabbos. The Tafshel that was used for the Erev Tavshilin. Atkan is in regard to preparing, or so to speak, the transition from Yom Tov to Shabbos, the Erev Tavshilin, to prepare the food early, the minik to dava mairav early, Shabbos Chalamoid. Now I would like to go into Shabbos Chalamoid itself. We're going to start saying Moirid Hatol, the first day Chalamoid, first day Yom Tov. For Nusach Ashkenaz, we're going to stop saying Mashav Ruach Moirid Hageshem. What happens if somebody forgets and instead of Moirid Atol or instead of not saying anything, he says Mashav Ruach Moirid Hageshem? This is a good and an important halacha you need to know even without this whole shir. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch Simin Kuf Yudalet Sif Dalet. If somebody forgets, you have to repeat. You have to daven over. This Friday night, just like any other tefillah, if you forget and you said Mashav Ruach Moirid Hageshem by Ma'ariv, the halacha is you have to daven over. Pretty clear. Reb Kiveger on Gilyan, on his Gilyan on Shulchan Aruch, and the Bir Halacha brings it over here in Siman Kuf Yudalet, says the following chiddush, being that it's Mavur and Hilchas Shabbos, Siman Reish Samaches Sif Yud Gimel, that if somebody davens, somebody davens Friday night, the tefillah Friday night, shall choyl. He didn't mention Shabbos. At choynin l'adam das, regular ma'irav of choyl. Or for the same, as a matter of fact, if he didn't daven b'chlal, if he davened choyl, it's like he's not yotzi, he didn't daven. The Shulchan Aruch says a chiddush, that a person could be yotza with the bal tefillah saying Magen Avos, the Birchas Men Sheva, that you say Friday night after Shemayin Esrei, the person can be yoitza with the Baal Tefillah. That is, it's Be'ein Sheva, it's like Shemayin Esrei, you can be yoitza Shemayin Esrei with that. Says Reb Kiveger, a gewaldige chiddush, if this Friday night you said Mashav Ruach HaMoyer Dageshem, which is, it's like you didn't daven, you weren't yoitza, you have to daven over, instead of you davening over, says Reb Kiveger, you could listen to the Baal Tefillah saying the Bracha Me'ein Sheva, and you could be Yoitza. Reb Kiveger is a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush that Reb Kiveger, even says tzarech iyun if you could say it is chiddush. But what's Reb Kivega's chiddush? Why is it a chiddush? You know why Reb Kivega is a chiddush? Here, you know why you're davening over Friday night is because you didn't say mashiv ruach amayir dageshem. That's why you're davening over. Because you said mashiv ruach, you didn't say mayir at all. When you're going to be yotze from the Baal Tefillah saying Magen Avos, there is no mention over there b'chlal of Moir at all. So really, it's a chiddush that you can be yotze. B'shlam if you didn't daven b'chlal. So b'en sheva you have a Shemayin Esrei, or you said Choyel. So b'en sheva you have Shal Shabbos. It's great, but here you'd said Shemayin Esrei. You weren't yotze because you didn't say Moir at all. When you repeat now by Birchas Mein Sheva, there's no mention over there of Moed at all, not saying Masha Veruach. But still, says Reb Kivega, just like you could be Yoitza, the Din of the Shulchan Aruch, you could be Yoitza Mein Sheva, you could be Yoitza over here also. On a bit of a side note, but the Reb Kivega himself, right there and then, says a Gevaldige Chiddush, that it's not only if the Baal Tefillah says it to be Moitzi you. Who adin, if you say it yourself, whether in shul or you're at home and you say it, you're yoitza with the birchas main sheva, you're yoitza shmein esrei. It's really a machlokes. This is only the shitas hamagen Avram. The Eliyahu Rabba says very clearly that you could only be yoitza, the birchas main sheva, only if you listen to it from the shliach tzibur. If you don't listen to the shliach tzibur, you cannot be yoitza. Okay. But even Lafida Eliyahu Rabba, you still have Reb Kivega's Chiddush. Legabe, if you listen to the Baal Tefillah, you could still be Yoitze. When a person messed up and didn't say Moir at all, he said Mashu Ruch Moir Dageshem, he could be Yoitze with the main Sheva of the Baal Tefillah. Now, this really is the Geya for every Friday night. It's nice to mention it now when I want to give a shir on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Till here, technically, this halacha is negated any Friday night. The Shabbos after Pesach as well. But I would like to move over now, in particular, to Shabbos Chol HaMoed. But before we do that, I first want to go to Yom Tov, and I'll explain. Sometimes Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. For an example, the upcoming Shavuos, as mentioned before, is Friday and Shabbos. The second day Yom Tov is also Shabbos. So there's a Yom Tov davening and a Shabbos davening together. We mentioned Shabbos, Friday night of Yom Tov. What happens if a person davened, but he did not make a mention at all of Yom Tov? He forgot, he thought it's a regular Friday night. He only mentioned Friday night, the Hainu Shabbos. He didn't mention Yom Tov. So the Bir Halacha says, he brings in the name of the Eliyahu Rabba, that you're not yoitza with Magen Avos. Magen Avos is a bracha of Me'ein Sheva of Shabbos. There is no mention over here of Yom Tov. So if you davened a davening of Shabbos, you didn't mention Yom Tov, what are you going to gain? What are you going to gain by that saying Magen Avos, which has to do with Shabbos? Lamaisa, there's nothing, no mention of Yom Tov, and Mamela, you're not yoitza. Yeah, clear. Now, to be able to understand Yom Tov, let's go over to Chol HaMoed and we'll come right back to Yom Tov, and then we'll understand, hopefully, also Moir at all as well. So again, so far, before going into Chol HaMoed, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we have two clear halachas in the Gedolei HaPoskim. Friday night, if somebody forgets Moir at all, or even if you don't have a Nusach Ashkenaz, he said Masha V'ruach, Reb Kivega is in a suppik that you could be yoitze with the Birchas Me'en Sheva, the bracha after Shemayin Esrei Friday night. If you davened Friday night, davening Shabbos, and it was also Yom Tov, and you did not mention Yom Tov, you are not yoitze. What's about this Shabbos Chol HaMoed, that it's only Chol HaMoed, not Yom Tov, and you davened the davening of Friday night, a Shabbos davening, but you forgot to say Yalav Yavai. What's the halacha on Chalamoid if you forget to say Yalav Yavai? Even by Myriv, you daven over. You have to daven over. Oy bazoi, you daven Friday night. You forgot to say, you forgot Yalav Yavai. You have to daven over. Could you be Yotze now with the Birchas Me'ein Sheva? You want to listen to the Baal Tefillah? Say the Birchas Me'ein Sheva. Could you be Yotze with him, the Shemayin Esrei? Says the Das Torah. The Das Torah says that you're Yotze. You're Yotze. You're Yotze. Why you yoytze? He says, "L'firab kiveger." That if you forget moirat at all, even though when you're going to hear the birchas me'ein sheva, there is no moirat at all over there. Still says Reb Kiveger a chiddush that you yoytze. The same would also be when it comes to Yalav Yavai. You forgot this Friday night Yalav Yavai by Shabbos Chalamoid, even though in the birchas me'ein sheva when we repeat it. There will be no mention of Yalav Yavai. Still, you're going to be Yotze. You're going to be Yotze. As Isaac the Das Torah. I think the understanding and the difference between Yalav Yavai, Shabbos Chalamoid, and Yom Tif, which you're not Yotze, meaning to say is Shavuos, if you forget to mention Yom Tif and you have to daven over, you can't be Yotze or Birchas Me'ein Sheva. I think the difference is Moirid Atol is a Haskara. So even though if you don't mention the Haskara, you have to daven over by Moirid Atol, as well, or at least you mention Mashav Ruach, or Yalav Yavi, you have to daven over. But at least when you're repeating with Me'en Sheva, what are you repeating? You have the davening, you have a tefillah. By Yom Tif, it's not just that you forgot a Haskara. You never davened a Yom Tov davening. Therefore, what is it going to help that you're going to have Me'ein Sheva? Me'ein Sheva is not going to give you a Yom Tov davening. There's no mention over there of Yom Tov. Maybe we could discuss about this more after this year, but this might be a difference between why Yom Tov that falls out on Shabbos, and you forgot to mention Yom Tov, you have to daven over, and Birchas Me'ein Sheva will not help you, as opposed to Yalav Yavai, Shabbos Chalamoid, if you forget Yalav Yavai, it will help you. That's the sheet of the Das Torah. Be'idoch, Reb Shlomo Zalman argues, and Reb Shlomo Zalman says, B'doima, that you're not Yotze Yom Tov, Shabbos, Yom Tov that falls on Shabbos, you're not Yotze because, why you're not Yotze? Because Me'ein Sheva was Mesukim for Shabbos, not for Yom Tov. So Shabbos Chalamoid also, you need to say Yalav Yavai because you need to mention Yom Tov. And if you don't mention Yom Tov, you're not Yotze. If you don't mention Moirid at all, that Haskara you are Yotze. Because when they were Mesakin Me'ein Sheva, obviously, you could be Yotze, they made it for Shabbos. So it means you don't need the Haskara of Mashav Ruach, or whatever Haskara you need. For Yom Tif, they never made the Birchas Me'ein Sheva for Yom Tif, they made it for Shabbos. So therefore, Sai Yom Tif and Sai Yalav Yavai, if you forget, you have to daven over and you can't be Yotze. If you forget Moirid at all, you say Mashav Ruach, over there you could be Yotze, that's Reb Kiveger's Chiddush. So just to sum it up and to conclude real clearly, if somebody says Friday night, Mashav Ruach Amar Dageshem, after we start saying Moir Atol, after we stop saying Mashav Ruach Amar Dageshem, Reb Kiveger is mesupik that you can be Yotze with Me'en Sheva. Yom Tif, if you forget on Yom Tif, Shabbos Yom Tif, you forget to mention Yom Tif, you cannot be Yotze with Me'en Sheva. This Friday night, Shabbos Chalamoid, if you forget Yalav Yavai, these are machloikis, the Das Torah, and Reb Shlomo Zalman, lahalocha, if you could be Yotze. Atkan, Shabbos Chalamoid, Friday night. Let's move over now to Shabbos morning. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Tzadik Sif Tez says, the minig on Shabbos Chalamoy Pesach is to say Shir HaShirim. Why do we say Shir HaShirim? The Meshabur Sivkot Yud Zayin brings, because it's mentioned over there, the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Speaks about Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's now the days of Pesach. I want to ask the Olam the following question. How could we read Megillas Shir HaShirim? Many have the minig to lay it from a cloth. Why is it different than any other Gezeira de Rabba? Rabba was Geyser. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, this year, this coming Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot is Shabbos. When it falls out on Shabbos, Rabbah made a gzeira not to blow shofar on Shabbos. Gzeira, Shema yavirena dal ramas b'shus harab. We're afraid you're not going to know how to blow shofar. You're going to go to the chacham. You're going to carry it. Lulav as well. Hayne time of shofar, lulav, megillah, megillas Esther. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, Purim Shulish in Yerushalayim, it's on Shabbos. So Rabbah said, don't read the megillah on Shabbos. We're afraid you're going to take the megillah to the chacham to read, to check. Why don't you say the same thing over here also? How do we read Megillah Shir HaShirim on Shabbos, Shabbos Chalamoid? Why isn't there a chashash of Shema Yavirenu Dal Ramas B'Shus HaRabim? So they bring that this Shiloh was asked to the Goyen, the Gra, and he answered with the Yesoid. The chashash of Rabbah, the gzeira of Rabbah, was only when every person is mechuyev. Shofar, everyone is mechuyev. Lulav, everyone's mechuyev. Megillas Esther, everyone's mechuyev. And like Lashon Rabbah, hakol chayavim b'shofar, hakol chayavim, everybody. Therefore, since everybody's mechuyev, therefore, there's a takana, there's a gzeira, there's a chashash. There could be people are going to come and people are going to go to the chacham. They'll carry. Mashenking Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is not a chiyuv on every single person. It's a chayvus atzibur. It's a chayvus atzibur. When you have a minion and shul over there, you're supposed to read Shir HaShirim. There's no din to read Shir HaShirim in your house. Shofar, even if person's at home. Lulav, a person's at home. Megillas Esther, a person's at home. There's still a chiv, a person to read, to listen, Megillas Esther. Shir HaShirim is only chiv on the tzibur. Oh, when it comes to the tzibur, over there you have the svar of Rabim Mitgiri Hadadi. In other words, when there's a lot of people, people remind each other. If it's a yachid, you yourself, you need to take Dalad Minim, you might forget and walk out of your house with the Dalad Minim. As opposed to, you're going to walk out of your house with the Dalad Minim, as opposed to Shir HaShirim. There's no walking out of your house for Shir HaShirim. It's in Shul. These are Rav, these are Ke'ilah, even if there's no Rav, these are Rabbim over there, and the Rabbim will remind each other. I'll pee this Yesoid, that there's no Gzeira de Rabbim in such a case, the Binyan Shloima is Miyashiv, the Tosfos Yom Tov's Kasha. The Tosfos Yom Tov asks, on every Shabbos, every single Shabbos, how do we have the Takana? That Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesaken, that we have Kriyas HaTorah. But why didn't Rabbah say, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesaken, just like Rabbah said not to take lulav or blow shofar, even though the Eibishter was mitzava, Zokt Rabbah, no, because chashash, you're going to come to carry. So by Sefer Torah as well also, says the Binyan Shloima, Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos also is a Chayvus HaTzibur. If you're at home, there's no Kriyas HaTorah. Over there also you have Rabbah Mitzkiri Adadi. Another Shaila pertaining to the Kriya of Shir HaShirim, when do we lay in Shir HaShirim? It's read before Kriyas HaTorah. The Shaila is, L'chayra, it should be the opposite. L'chayra, Kriyas HaTorah should come first, because Kriyas HaTorah is Tadir. And then afterwards, Shira Shirim. Kriyas HaTorah, you read every Shabbos. The Chumash Megillus, Chalamayit Sukkis, Chalamayit Pesach, Shavuos. L'chayr, that should go afterwards. Why do we read the Kriya, let's say for this Shabbos, Chalamayit Shira Shirim, before Kriyas HaTorah? Tadr v'she'enu tadr tadr kaidim. And the Kriyas HaTorah is the Tadr. Answers Reb Shlomo Zalman the following. Kriyas HaTorah is a din, is a chiyuv. Kriyas HaMegillos is only a minig. Therefore, when they're not both the same chiyuv, if you have two chiyuvim and you want to know which one to do first, for an example, tonight, Leil Bedikas Chametz, if the scenario is that you have Ma'ariv and Bedikas Chametz at the same time, Ma'ariv comes first because Ma'ariv's Tadr before Bedikas Chametz, Tadr She'enet Tadr Tadr Kaidim. Obviously, if you have a Minya Kavua lady, Dava later, I'm not going into all the halachas, but they're both Chiyuvim, Ma'ariv and Bedikas Chametz. So Ma'ariv comes first. Over here, Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv. Kriyas HaMegillah is a minig. So therefore, it's not both chiyuvim. You could do a reshus before the mitzvah. It's when you have two mitzvahs and you want to know which one comes first, the tadr comes first. Reb Shlomo Zalman says this in connection also legabe, the minig to light menorahs Chanukah in shul, which is a minig. And we do that before Havdalah. It's actually Machloikis. The Mishabur, the Bialacha says, whatever way you do is right. But Rav Shlomo Zalman explains, why would there even be a tzad to light Menorah first in Shul and then Havdalah? Havdalah is a chiyuv. Hadlakas Ner Chanukah in Shul is a minik. I'm sorry. That's a teretz already. The kasha is, l'chayr Havdalah should go first because Havdalah is tadr. The teretz is Havdalah is a chiyuv. Menorah is a minik. It's only when you have two chiyuvim then you say the chiyuv of tadr comes first. But here it's a chiyuv and a minig, you could do the minig first. So therefore, back to us, Shira Shirim, which is a minig, could go before Kriyas HaTorah. Lastly, one more pointer, one more halacha. In the Birchas HaHaftorah of Shabbos Chalamayit, the Achronim say there's a big difference between Shabbos Chalamayit Pesach, now, and Shabbos Chalamayit Sukkis. Shabbos Chalamayit Sukkis, we mention in the bracha of the last bracha in the Haftorah, of course we say Mekadosh HaShabbos like every Shabbos, but we say Mekadosh HaShabbos, Yisroel VaHazmanim, in other words, we mention Yom Tov, even during the bracha as well. Why do we mention Yom Tov? Because Chalamayit is also Yom Tov. Masha Inkein, when it comes to Pesach, we do not. We do not. We don't mention this coming Shabbos Chalamayit. We're just going to say Mekadosh HaShabbos. We do not mention Yom Tov. What's the difference between Shabbos Chalamayit Sukkos and Shabbos Chalamayit Pesach? They explain, Api what the Gemara says why on Sukkos we say the whole Hallel, all of Sukkos, as opposed to now Pesach, we're not going to say the whole of Hallel throughout Pesach. Why? Zokta Gemara, Sukkos, every day we bring a different carbon, it's Cholik b'carbon, I say em. Therefore we say Hallel every single day, the full Hallel. Masha'inkein Pesach, it's the same carbon. Now, to better understand this chiluk, which we're going to see, it's really hard to understand. Let's back up and really understand what's the difference in the Gemara between Sukkos and Pesach. Why Sukkos we say the full halal every day, and Pesach not, like the Gemara says, cholik b'karban eseim. Okay. Why is that a difference, l'gabi halal? The Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains, and he says the following. Choluk b'korban Isaiah makes it as if it's a different Yom Tov. It's a new Yom Tov. Okay. But if you take a look in the Gemara says, you say halal either ala nes, like Chanukah, or miperik leperik. In other words, a new time comes, a yomtif comes. Therefore, explains the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Balatanya, yomtif, it doesn't make a difference if it's one day or 8 days, the yomtif comes, you say once halal on that yomtif. Therefore, Pesach, it's one yomtif, you say once the full halal for the whole yomtif. And therefore, only the first days, the first day, which is the first 2 days, you say gantz halal, chalamoyed it on, you don't say the full halal. Sukkis, how he explains, because every day you bring a different carbon, a different type of carbon, it's as if it's its own yomtif. And if it's its own yomtif, that's a machayef, a halal for its own yomtif. Miperik leperik, a new time came. The first day Sukkos, then a new time of Yom Tov, the second day, and the third day, every day is a new peirik, a new time to say a new halal. This is all agabi halal. But Rabbi Sai, how do you understand it when it comes over here to the Haftorah? If you're going to tell me you mention Mekadosh Yisrael Vaz, Shabbos Yisrael Vazman, you mention Yom Tov, why? Because Chalamoid is also Yom Tov. So then you should mention it Pesach also, this coming Shabbos Chalamoid. And if it's Yom Tov and you want to mention, and that's a reason to mention it by both. And if it's not, then neither time should you mention. What is the Cholik B'Karban, I say, and make it a new Yom Tov, or the same Yom Tov have a different Lagavi mentioning on Shabbos Chalamoid by the Haftorah, mentioning Yom Tov. If it's Yom Tov enough to mention, then mention it Shabbos Chalamoid Pesach as well. You may tell me that no, you know why you don't mention it now Shabbos Chalamoid? Because the only reason we have a Haftorah over here on Chalamoid is not Al Chalamoid Al Yom Tov, it's only Al Shabbos. Being that you only have it Al Shabbos, we don't mention Yom Tov. Okay, that's a very clear svara, but that same svara should also be applicable when it comes to Shabbos Chalamoid Sukkos. Shabbos Chalamoid Sukkos as well, we do not mention, we would not have had a Haftorah if not only because of Shabbos. So if you don't mention it on Pesach, don't mention it on Sukkos. And the emesis that was talking a minig hagra, not to mention Mekadosh Yisroel, not to mention Yom Tov by the Birchas Haftorah, even Shabbos Chalamoid Sukkos. Now the truth is, to be miyashiv, how to say it Shabbos Chalamoid Sukkos, though we're going into Shabbos Chalamoid Pesach, but I think it's still the place to mention it now. It could be you could answer Al Pi Yisoid that the Rosh Yeshiva Reb Shaul Alter brings in the Gulyonis, they put out every Shabbos Nois Desha, he brings from the Amshin of a Rebbe Shlita a Yisoid. It's a Yisoid really Legabe Aseres Adibris between Shavuos and Yisroi. Not the discussion now, but just to take out one point, and he says like this. There's a very big chiluk between the Haftorah of every Shabbos that's a connection to the Parsha. Yeah, the Levush, I think, goes through and explains each Haftorah, what connection it has to the Parsha. As opposed to Yom Tov, not like Shabbos, when it's connected to the parasha, means it's connected to the Kriyas HaTorah that we just read, but it's actually connected to the Yom Tov. By Yom Tov, it's connected to the Yom Tov. Anything that we don't read, what we read HaTorah, not the parasha, it's connected to the Yom Tov. Just now, Shabbos HaGadol, we read Be'arva, more than one reason, but it's connected to Inyan HaDiyoyim, why? Not connected to the parasha Tzav. We read it even when it's not Parsha Tzav on the Ibyar. Oy bazoi, the Haftorah that we read on Shabbos Chalamoid, Sukkos, it's not connected to the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos. It's rather connected to the Yom Tov. So it could be this could be a yishuv, how you say Makadosh HaShabbos V'Yisroel V'Azmanim. You mention Yom Tov, even though the whole HaTorah only comes because of Shabbos. And that's taka why the Goyen didn't mention Yom Tov. But maybe to be Yashiv, yes, this mention Yom Tov would be because the HaTorah is a Kriya connected to Yom Tov. But this is not a yishuv to explain why Pesach not to mention Yom Tov. This reason should really be a reason for Pesach as well. And for this, I'm going to leave off the oil with Akasha. What's the chiluk between Sukkos and Pesach? You can be ma'ayin the Bach. I think it tries, says a teretz, I didn't understand it. But that's the kasha. I'm going to end off with a kasha. What's the difference between Sukkos, that we do mention Shabbos Chol HaMoed, when it's not Yom Tov, we mention Yom Tov in the Berachos HaTorah, and Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach now, we're not going to mention Yom Tov in the Berachos HaTorah. I would like to conclude with a beautiful vart said by the Kedushas Levi. We call the Yom Tov that we're going into now Pesach, right? The Torah, if you take a look anywhere and everywhere, the Torah calls the Yom Tov Chag HaMatzos. It's very interesting. Why is it? How is it that we call the Yom Tov Pesach? Of course, Pesach, because the Eibishter was Pasach, jumped over, saved the Bechorim. But the Torah calls the Yom Tov Chag HaMatzos. So why do we call it a different name than the Torah? Explains the Kedushas Levi. We're going to be reading now in Shir HaShirim, the Pasuk, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, which Shir HaShirim is Psukim speaking the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, and the Shvachim of Klal Yisrael to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Both ways Shvachim. And he says, B'doime, just like you find by Tvilin, the Gemara says that in the Eibishter's Tvilin, it says, Mika Amcha Yisrael. In other words, the Eibishter has in his Tvilin the praises of Klal Yisrael, Mika Amcha Yisrael. There's no nation like Klal Yisrael. And we have in our tefillin praises of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the parashas of Kaddish, V'hayakiv V'yacha, the Eibishter took us out of Mitzrayim. In other words, the Eibishter, Kav Yochol, is proud with our praises about us, and we praise about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Says the Kedushas Levi, the same thing as Lagabe the Yom Tov of Pesach. Pesach, we call it the Yom Tov of Pesach because we're praising the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, was saying a shvach that the Eibishter was Pasach Abate B'nei Yisrael. The Eibishter saved us. The Eibishter jumped over the houses of Klal Yisrael. The Eibishter calls the Yom Tov Chag HaMatzos. Why? Because Al Shem de Matzah is Shle Hispak Betzekam, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim real quickly. Could you imagine? Millions of people. Just heard this past Matzah Shabbos from a Vad, from my Rosh Hashiva, Rebbe Elchaim Swerdlov, said in the name of the Chavetz Chaim, he has a cheshbon, that there must have been around 3 million people that left Mitzrayim. And what happened? They left with no food. Maybe a little bit of dough that they went out. Teretz is, they were Beteach and Hashem. Zachartil lo chesed no raich. Klal Yisrael went out, Beteach and Hashem. The Eibishter says, Zachartil lo chesed no raich. For that, the Eibishter calls this Yom Tov Chag HaMatzah, is the Klal Yisrael went out with matzah, the Heine with a little bit of dough, went out into the Midbar where there is no food. Just to conclude, to bring out his vart, the Orachaim HaKadosh, on his Pirish, on Megillah Shir Ashirim. The name of the pirush is Rishon Letzion. He explains that the Megillah Shir Ashirim, this is not nice to know, as we're going to be reading it to Shabbos Chalamoid. He explains, what does it mean, Shir Hashirim? It's Shir Hashirim? It's one Shir. It's a song of songs. He explains the following. He says, a mashal. There was once a king that divorced his wife. The Malka, the queen, she left. Many people said, that's it, it's over, it's the end. There was one person that saw that there's a potential to put it back. What he did was, if I'm saying it over correctly, I have it over here, but what he did was is, he said a poem, a song to the king from the queen or about the queen. And then he went to the queen and he said a song from the king or about the king, how the king really loves him. And he put them back together. And they went back together. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that's Shir HaShirim, the song of songs. What songs, B'loshen Rabbim? The songs of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Kaveh Yochel and the songs of Klal Yisrael to bring us back together with this concept, like we said over from the Kedushas Levi, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sings the songs, the praises of Klal Yisrael, Chag HaMatzos, Mika Amcha Yisrael. And the same is the other way around also. Klal Yisrael sings the songs, the Shvachim of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. In Tefillin Kaddish Vayikev Yacha, Chag HaPesach. May we all be zoicha to Chag Kosher V'Sameach. A Kosher and Pesach, and to be zoicha to get all the Oiris, all the Hashvoyis that the Yom Tov has to offer. Have a wonderful Yom Tov.